Okay, good morning, everybody. Today we're continuing in Yoni Schiris for Kablonis. We were doing Packet Zion, so just for Kazar over certain things in Packet Zion, and then we could see when we get to Ches. If you want, in the Ginzei HaMelech at the back is a good summary. So, you can take a look at page 18. He starts off with the Chasam Sofer. The question about selling your property. Let's say you own a dry cleaner store. So people, you know, like to come to your dry cleaner, but if you don't open up on shop on Saturday, then maybe people will start going to another dry cleaning store. So the question is, could you sell the store just for Shabbos? You do mechira just for Shabbos, and then after Shabbos you'll buy it back. So I'm never a big person with the mechiras, you know. I'm never such a... I think Rav Shechter once said that a Chagas Smicha of Salvation wasn't so happy with the Rabbanim endorsing these Mechiras.
Yeah, he wasn't happy, but Rav Moshe allows it, right?
Yeah, so the Chasam Sofer, right? You heard that, Rav Harari, right?
Yeah. I know.
You know what? What were you saying with Ferrari?
Yeah, I remember I was once with a Talmud of the Rav, and he said he didn't allow it in a certain case.
So the Chasam Sofer says he didn't allow to sell things, except if it's a Dover Tolish, when it's a Hefzid Aruba. So in other words, so if you have an animal, and you're going to have the animal work on Shabbos, so that's a Dover Tolish. Right? So maybe, or as opposed to when you have a dry cleaning store, that's Mechubel Karka. That's, anything Mechubel Karka is famous. Is Mefursim. Like everyone knows in the neighborhood, everyone knows, oh, this is his house, right? Everyone knows. You could say that certain things everyone knows whose car it is also, right? So even though a car is not Mechuber, but certainly a Dover Mechuber is... So then, the question is, if you're selling it, in other words, if you don't sell it, then your mom is doing work for him. So that's also Medina. Right? And if you, and even if it's Bekabalonos, it's still Marasayim. But once you sell it, so now it's not also Medina anymore. But the question is, isn't it still Marasayim? People are not going to know that you sold your dry cleaner store. It still has your name, right? On the, you know, it's still... And on Sunday, it's going to go back, you know. So that's why the Chasam Sofer said that to be yotz, to get out of Marasayin, it can't be mechuber. It has to be betolish. It has to be hefse meruba, you know. But something's for hesya is not going to help. So then he wouldn't permit, the Chasam Sofer would not permit such a thing. The dry cleaners thing. To just sell your dry cleaners, right? But so the point is, the Chasam Sofer says that first it has to be mutar midina. So how do you make a mutar midina? Well, it's you make a mechiras. So that's mutar midina. Now the only question is there marasayin? So then you have to get out of the marasayin issue. So then if it's betolish, and it's so then you can get out of the marasayin. So then, the question is that the Ginzei HaMelech asks, but what about the din of meches? Right, the way the Meir Kesselman explained last week is that the monarch, they owned everything. So you have to pay taxes to the monarch. But you could buy that right. Right, you could buy the right to collect the taxes, right? But well, what about for Shabbos? So you could hire out a guy that he should get the taxes for Shabbos. Because here it's kablonos. So what does he mean? He's saying that, what was the deal? That if you collect a certain amount of taxes, then you can keep a certain percentage or something like that, a certain payment. But your job is to collect $1,000. Once you collect $1,000 for the monarch, so then you can get, $300, something like that. So it's really bekablonos. So really it should be mutter. But it's considered farhesia. So the Mogen Avraham says, there's a hefset gadol. Because if you don't collect it, you're going to lose that money. And apparently he's saying that even though I would have said meches is tolish, right? Meches, you knock on the guy's door, and you ask him for the taxes. But he's saying apparently it was meforsum. I guess when the tax collector was around, so everyone knew about it. When the tax collector was around, everyone knew. I guess that was a dover meforsum. You know, it's like when the police come around. You know, everyone knows. Oh, the police are here. The police are here. Yeah. You know, everyone knows. So I guess the tax collector was a shamed offer. So if he's around, everyone heard about it. So how could you? And everyone knows that you're the one who's in charge of the tax. You, the Jew. So now you're having somebody who bought it from you, or you, who rented out the rights for Shabbos. So he says, well, the Magen Avraham says it's a Mokum Pseida, and it's a Shvus to Shvus, because you're getting a guy, and he's not doing a Malacha Daraisa. What is he taking money? Mukta, whatever it is. So it's a Shvus, and it's a Mokum Mitzvah, because you don't want to have the guy to keep the money if he doesn't deserve to keep it. So you Matzil Miyadam. So that's the Magen Avraham's approach. That the taxes, you see, if you the taxes is a shvus to shvus, but other things that people do could be a deraisa.
Yeah.
So again, so the Magen Avraham permits a Dover Mefursom if it's Mokum Seda, but only if it's a Shvus to Shvus. So if it's... But if you're telling the... If it's a question that he's going to do a Daraisa, like dry cleaning or something like that, that's a Daraisa, so then he can't do it. That's a Daraisa. And what, now the Taz speaks about renting out a bathhouse. But if you own a bathhouse, so in a bathhouse you have to constantly heat up the water, right? So it's a daraisa. So can I own a bathhouse. People come to my bathhouse every day. So what am I going to say, closed on Saturday? So he sells it. He does a mechira. Well, that might not work. So, what's the story over there? So, it's a Hefzer Meruba. It's a Hefzer Meruba. Let's look in the footnote, Kuf Lamed, on page 19. Midvarav Mavor, the Vino Otanai, the Ilhatir Mokhav Hefzer Meruba, Hofen Shim Lo Natir, if we're not going to be Matir, to have the guy do it, to rent it to a guy, so he says, then something greater Isser could happen. We'll see what that is. But has have a little hatter from Chira or Star Chira came and she is Lachos Shem Yovel with the Isser Chomer Lassos B'Shabbos B'Chiras Yom. In other words, if you're not going to let him do this to do Schiras, to do Mechira, so then you know what he's going to come to do? He's going to come to just hire a Schir Yom. And the Schir Yom is also Medina. So he says, so that's what he says. Omnam, on page 19, on the left side. Omnam on Taz. So this Taz is saying, look what he writes in the yeah, in the beginning here, where I made the bracket. Me'ataz muchun mokum hefsed meruba mutar afilu bekarka al yidei mechira shema yovel isu yosef chomor. Wow. So that's a tremendous kula, right? That means, so according to this, would you, according to the Taz, if I would have a dry cleaner store? So that's karka. And it's a Hefzer Meruba. You know how many people come to my dry cleaner store every day? I can't imagine to tell you how many people come. So if I'm going to be closed on Shabbos, I'm going to lose a lot of money out. So I make a mechira. That's Reish Mem Dal Tiv Katan Vav, if you want to see it inside. I have it here, 1 second. Reish Mem Dal Tiv Katan Vav, page 7. So he says, when there are two lines on the bottom, on page 7, on the right side, when there are those few cane el hefsim godel, to he the mechas of matbeishim shall al roveitz a godel, till gamma afim lefamim he is a cut mashakim he the mechas, who kills his in hefsim godel kolkach, and he car has a little yodel to yosa go b'shabbat, a few of the after, all cane is a shabiasa is a common. So he says, so if it's a hefsim meruba, if it's hefsim meruba, then here, page 20, from the vuar, the alal das, that taz the most chirs tada b'mechas. But did the mechas lo tiris ala hasam enuch hefsim meruba? Well, imma hefsim meruba shaper amuta lishitah taz. So, but what is he being matir the taz to rent it out? Yeah. But then he says, then he quotes a Chasam Sofer's case. What's the case? Eres Roshav Itzgashav B'mechomus V'shenisavu M'sviyos B'veinu. Right, that we started discussing that last week. That in the community, many houses were destroyed. They made a fire. There were 200 houses, almost, that were destroyed. So the question is, they had to rebuild them. Or even on Shabbos. Because they needed the houses. And if they're going to say, oh, we're not working on Shabbos, they'll take another job. Why should we work for these Jews who are not letting us work on Shabbos? Let's work for some guy. The guy will say, we'll work for, you know, the people who will let us work on Saturday. So Hefsed Gadol. So if the hefsa gadol, your mutter is mutter. So he says, then he says, Yesh locha sheyovel ha-Yisrael li-Yisr chomer. You see, take a look at the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, take a look here. On page 12. He says, Va'umnam, on second column, Va'umnam, Saying how door parrots can pick up a roy nigdor gather lasa siag la torah lahachmer. Really, we should be machmer. Achaniya gave a raw oni the hefset harav hahu vatsara the gufa tuva. The people don't have hefset maruba and they have no place for them to. They're going to be homeless. You know, we had somebody over Shabbos told us that they have a job that they work to try to get homeless people off the street. You know, they go to homeless people. It's a very interesting type of job. You go to homeless people and you meet them in the street and you try to convince them that they should go to shelter or try to get them out of being homeless. So you see, homeless is a big problem to be homeless. So Chassam Sofer says, so maybe we have to be makel here. And the house is burned down. But to build even on Shabbos. So, and to have some Maruba. So take a look. So page 13 in the bottom left. He says, well, nearest Latir, Kaven Shakol or Rov Bek Hila Oskim Bedovrzeh. In other words, everyone's involved. So there's no chashad. That he's doing, you know, everyone knows it's Kablonis. Everyone. And then we can make an announcement at shul. Bavagav de Baalma, page 14, Lo Samchina Achraza. But here, it's Mefursam. Everyone knows what's going on. There was a fire. Then he says, Acharav Hataz, on page 14, paragraph Acharav Hataz. Shadi Benarga Vidoki Kihilchasa Lahakta Sof Simirish from Gimelshum, Vashakosav Ramah, Beshem Chubas Ashuraz, Afil Hadar Ben Agoyim, Ikil Mechash Lorchim, Ekonomi Ikil Chadshad Lorchim. What about people might come from another city who don't know what's going on? If you imagine that whole Divicham Kayom of Hach Orchim in a saucer, the Mogram Shriksha Lokashin Chashad Lorchim. Okay, so there's all others that are not choshesh. But then he says, one second, that so Malcolm Hefsed is the main heter here. And then the word is that if we're not going to let them, the Jews are going to do it themselves. Right, that's another yesod here. That sometimes we may go. Because we know if we can't be Mako, having Goyim do it, the Jews might do something themselves. So that's back to the Sefer Ginzei HaMelech here. There is it. Page 20. On the right side, the first word on lines V'chol. Koki agav nesheyish hefsin merub beviyish locho sheyavu haYisrael leIsr chamor kimavur shalom b'chazam sofer havalei lahatir. Also b'chazam sofer meduver sheyilim sofer achum levnos kablonis lugeg mitzvah marzayim. Lei did mistafina haYisya omer shediver chazam sofer halosof hamom rag l'shidur. Well, because the question is, but I thought the chazam sofer only matin mechira or schiras when it's going to not be the mechuber. So he says, that it depends if you're following the Magen Avraham or following the Taz. He says, Omnam, page 20. Fizet Tesoros Tir. Well, we started off by saying that the Chasam Sofer only matters Mechira when it's a Dover Tolish. Even if it's Malkum Seder. And the tshuva, he's matter from Malkum Seder. So he says that in the Hagos, his mashru that he's following the Magen Avraham, and the tshuva he's following the Taz. Because again, the Magen Avraham Shita, is different than the Taz. Right? The Magen Avraham was Mekel, in which case Magen Avraham the Hetu Mishum Hefsa Gadol. If it's only a Marasai. And it's Tolosh. And the Taz is Mekel and Hefsin Meruba, even Bakarka. If we're afraid that if it's a big tzorech and we're afraid if we don't let the guy do it, the Jews are going to do it themselves. Or schiru through schir yom. But the Magen Avraham is mekel, if it's hefes meruba and it's a shvus to shvus. Because it's shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah. So if it's shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah, according to the Magen Avraham, you could be mekel in the case of kablonis. But not if it's mechuber. And the Taz is Mekel just with the Hefs and Meruba. But it's a question of Hefs and Meruba. But in other words, first it has to be, all the cases agree, there has to be Mutter Medina. Either because it's Kablonus, or it's a Mechira, or something like that. Then it's Mutter Medina. Then the question is, you have Marasayan. So to get rid of the Marasayan, what does it have to be? So the Taz says, get rid of the Marasayan, you just need that it should be a Hefsa Meruba. And it should be that that if we don't allow, you know, you're going to come to do it be is the Jew will come to do it be isser. So it comes out that the Taz is the big maker. It's a Hefset Gadol. And we're chashuv. Then if you need a Hefset Gadol, in other words, again, you always need it to be mutter midina. So it's either kablanus or mechira, so then it's really mutter midina, because it's not yours. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself. But then there's still a din of marasayin. So how do you matter the marasayin? So the Taz says, well, Hefset Gadol matters it. And he puts in that that we're choshish that the Jew will start being involved in the process himself. So then we don't want that. So that's the... that's the heter of the Magen Avraham, of the Taz. Now, if you take a look, so again, the Taz says the Mechir works for Hefset Meruba. And it's not sure over here that maybe even if it's not, you know, Hefset Meruba alone. And because he's going to say later on the next packet, if you look on packet Ches 9, that the Magen Avraham, even though here he may be saying different than he said originally, that the Magen Avraham requires also that there's a chashash that you're going to do it yourself, the Jew is going to be involved. But according to the Taz, the Hefset Meruba alone is matzeh the marasayin. And he claims that the Alter Rebbe says like that. So let's look at the Alter Rebbe, you know. The best thing to do is to look at the Alter Rebbe. So look at Packet Ches, page 2. In the Alter Rebbe. My friend Rabbi Chaim Kamel Gutman from Samra always says, the Alter Rebbe is like one of the most clearest Sfarim that you'll ever see. So let's look. It's the same person. So take a look here at Reish Mem Daled. Yisrael HaKona Meches, you base your Gimel and your Daled. Yisrael HaKona Meches, so Yisrael bought the right of being the tax collector. Also the Kabbal Meches B'Shabbos HaFil HaVil Dover Machol Sheinu Muktzev Royal Achila. So you can't collect on Shabbos. Even if they brought in Tochat Chum. But he could hire a Nochri to work for him bekablonus. He tells him, when you collect mea dinarim, once you get to the point that you collected 100 dinarim tax, $100, I'll give you something. Because he has to do kablonus, and he can't do schir yom, right? He can't say, I'm going to pay you by the day. So that's the first thing. And it's called a mokum mitzvah, because so the goyim shouldn't keep the money. Because if he doesn't get from him now, like Rabbi Kesselman says last week, who says he'll be able to get it from him a different day? And then he says, but say it's a mechas that you have to do a malacha, that you have to write down something. So he says that if we're not going to be matir for the guy to do it, then the Yisrael is going to do it, and then he might come to write. But then he says, So first he was saying, like the Magen Avraham said, that we're allowing it either because it's a shvus to shvus, and even if it's not a shvus to shvus, because we're allowing it to do with Kablonis in the case of a shvus to shvus. And even if it's not a case of shvus to shvus, but it's a case of that if we don't allow it, the Jew might come to do it himself. So that's the heter of Magen Avraham, that it's a shvus to shvus, or the Yisrael might come to do it himself, then it's mutter. But now Yudalid, look what he says in Yudalid. Mutul haskil anochim as a mechzer yitul atzma mashiyik b'shabes ein rav ein mad. Who you tell Yisrael dover kotzuv? Shenipso shu torech la'atzma veinu kishlucha shel Yisrael kshemaske a mechzer anochim v'chein kishasokel anochim b'kablonis. Hei choshu marsai sharo yom eschir yomu. Lufi shemamokim hefse gadol lo gozro marsai. You see this line? Shemamokim hefse gadol lo gozro marsai. Avi Muslim who have said Lua. The Pomokum came shall robe the Dech Yosef Sagoro, Bias Kabbalah Samechas, Mishamosis, Lokuku, Chachobi, Retiro, Gabri, Zeruzu, Shomar Sain, Mechas, Kokayotzi, Shadech Yosef, have said Goro, our robe. Wow. So that's it. So that's a huge kula. Right? So that's what he's saying here is the sheet of the Taz. Is that whenever it's a hefse gadol, that we're going to allow, as long as you did it bekablanos, or you did it bechira, so that it's mutter migra did, it's just marasayim. So the Taz and the Alter Rebbe says, welcome hefse gadol is mutter. You know, What about, like, you know, it's a big thing in Manhattan. People own parking lots. Right? People own parking lots? I personally don't own a parking lot. Yeah, but if you own a parking lot, you know, that's a lot of money there. You can do a lot of business in parking lots. And you, in the parking lot, you drive whatever, like the Nafshi, whatever, but you have Segodo. And if you look here,
does anyone disagree with the passing of the Rav?
One second. So look here, page 9. Case of Tzatzi Gamitok Mishnos Shal Rav, the Shulchan Aruch Shalo, it's packet, Ches, page 9. Case was something I'm talking Mishnoso Shal Rav and the Alter Rebbe inspired the Mekel but the Geshita Satas. The Mechir of Oels Mokum Hefse Meruba. Cross of Shem Chemuto Lola Haskir the Nachri as a Mechel Seito Lasmo Mashik Ba Bishabas Hey Rav Hey Maad Hu Yitain Yisrael Dover Kotsov. Shemaskir Mesel Ein Choshim Mar Sain Sarah Yomer Shkir Yom. Why? Because Mokum Hefse Godel Logozer Omar Sain. So it's a hefse gadol. You hear the government say, "Rezu shel mar sain bebechas." So call all yotzi benesh definitely was hefse gadol. Vur lehed yishem, he tear hefse meruba kabo bebechas v'tir mitam zel levad ukataz. Lo ker magen avram, because it's different than the magen avram. Because the magen avram says either you it's mutter only because it's a shmus the shmus, or if you're going to come, we're afraid that. That you're going to come to do a malacha d'oraisa, like if you have to write. Don't believe the Rav got mechira. Welcome, she's half the meruba. Or else, come on, she's bad. Mechira vade buta mikra din de logor mikam lados arisas. Kol mashi yish lachosh eino el mishum hamar sain. Came the mokum hefse gadol on kashin mechal mokum b'mar sain. After l'hatem b'maisim shuma b'chira. Omne v'shem zbon v'shita sarav chazin yish lo derech acheres b'yir inyan zeh mitoch kach izbar d'gam t'kom ha'am agravon v'vina she yitzoch mitzvah v'mol afu gishar b'kom v'shish mehem hefse meruba. Okay. So that's the Alter Rebbe. Wow. The question is, Rav Harari, does it only work? See, Rav Abadi once said to me, he thought Mechira should only work if the guy who buys it gets all the Revach.
Yeah.
But what people do today, does that happen today, Rav Harari?
For that day.
In other words, if I own a parking lot in Manhattan, and I'm going to let the guy, I'm going to sell it to the guy for Shabbos, then Rav Abadi holds that he has to get all the profits for Shabbos, or else it's a joke. I didn't really sell it to him. In other words, if he'll get all the profit for Shabbos, so why am I doing it? I'm doing it because I want to, because people are going to be what, people are going to be upset if I'm closed on Shabbos, so they won't come to me on Thursday. Right, Rav Harari?
In other words,
if anyway I'm giving up all the profits, so why don't I just close shop?
I mean, people have parking for a month. I mean, they want to get their car.
You mean they want the same place?
Yeah, they want to come in shop and get their car out of the garage.
Right, so they want it to be open on Shabbos. And if they're not, they won't use me. Because Ferrari's saying they park the same place the whole week, the whole month. So if I'm closed on Shabbos, they won't use me, and I'll have a hefset. So I sell Shabbos with all the profits. So the Taz and the Alter Rebbe says, if it's a hefset merubah, it's okay. Well, I think what Rav Badi's saying is that if you're just going to cheat, you mean make a joke out of it, and you're going to keep all the profit for Shabbos also, so then what kind of mechir is that? Right, Rav Ferrari?
Yeah, I thought he said you have to give him the profits for Shabbos. No?
Yeah. You have to give the profits for Shabbos, Pash, just like Rav Badi says. But the people do that. That's what I'm asking, Rav Ferrari.
This I don't know, but I assume so.
Like
a vending machine. What do they do there?
Yeah. But the Magen Avraham is not so makel. The Magen Avraham says that that he'll permit it if it's a shvus to shvus. So is a parking lot a shvus to shvus? Pasha's not, right? It's a parking lot, you have to drive the cars.
Yeah, so you're every time you're pressing the gas pedal, it's
yeah, you can't. So in other words, if I collect taxes, that's only a derabbanan to collect taxes. But if I own a dry cleaner store, so that's that's the Raisa to do the dry cleaning.
A lot of time, what they do is they just take in orders on Shabbos, but they don't actually do the cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
I think, but still, they have to write stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, they have to write. You know what they got.
Yeah, maybe you can. Maybe you should give the guy the option of doing it on the computer.
But the Mokum Hefsa Naruba is the maker. But again, the key is you have to start off with that it's Mutter Medina. Either because it's Keblanus, you pay for the whole job, or you did a mechira. But if it's not Mutter Medina, and then it's only an Isser of Marsai, so Hefsa Meruba is going to be Meiko. According to the Taz, and according to the Magen Avraham, Hefsa Meruba is going to be okay if it's a Shvus to Shvus, or the case where if we're not going to be Meiko, we have a chashash that the Jew will come to do it himself. But it's against the original. But he points out that the original Chasam Sofer didn't permit it, unless it's Talish anyway. So then it's not such so for Hesed. Okay, everybody. So that's there's a famous other tshuva of the Divrei Chaim. Let me tell you about the Divrei Chaim for a second. Let's see if I have it here in the packet. Where is it? Maybe it's in the next packet. Oh no, it's right here. The Divrei Chaim. He says, Shuva odos mechiris ha orindis, guter, lenochrim Shabbos. What's that? Do you remember what I say? Yeah, page 13. Kedai lahavi mashukasim shud nivrechayim anugel sharuha al mechiras aruz bate malon. In the hotel rooms. Here's the usual listeners of home commerce. So what would they do? They would sell the rooms on Shabbos so the guy could fix them up. So is that permissible? Because again, it might be kablanus, because there's still a dinim, it's a mechuber. So it's still a dinim arsayim. And is it a hefsin meruba? Because you want the guy to do malacha there. But he's going to fix up the room. So could he do that on Shabbos? You sell hotel rooms for Shabbos. Okay, so that we have to see. Maybe next week we'll see that. Okay, so now we have to see what the story is of the Divrei Chaim's tshuva. But in terms of what we saw today, is that the Alter Rebbe seemingly is meikel, that if the Hefsa Meruba, then Maris Chaim won't apply. So you have to, according to that, if a person would have to need work done on his house, because he has no place to go, and it's in the winter, and the snow is coming in, and it can ruin things, and he needs a guy to work on the house on Shabbos, and it's for Hesia. So that's the Shaila, the according to the Taz, it's a Hefsa Meruba. So, and it's done, it's Pashas, it's done the Kabbalahs, right? See, if it's a business, then you speak about Bechira. If it's your own house, you don't have to talk about selling your own house. Just do it with Kablanis. And then the Kablanis is still also Mishur Marasayim. But the Taz's big yisod of the Taz is that when there's a Hefsa Meruba, we can be Makel the Isser of Marasayim. And that's one of the Mahalchim. You know, because a lot of these businesses could be owned by Orthodox Jews, that they own different things on Shabbos. If you're not such a wealthy man, they say, I don't own any hotels. I don't own any parking lots. I'm a plain Jew without any hotels or parking lots. So I don't have to worry about these things. But for the people that have big parnassas, and big hasidim. That's the discussion here of the Taz and the Alter Rebbe. on one hand, that's very Mekel, and the Magen Avraham, that is more limited. Only Shmos to Shmos, and only in a case where you might come to do it yourself. But that's more limited of scope of Hetter. So Bez Hashem, next week we should take a look at that Shuv of the Divrei Chaim, of if you want to sell a hotel room to have a guy do Malacha there on Shabbos. I guess maybe it means if you need the hotel room to be fixed up. We'll see. We'll see what it's referring to. Okay. Let me wish everyone a good day. Yosef Katan and Ezra Hadler and Binyamin Aberman and Yehuda Shitris and Shlomo Garfinkel and Akiva Poppers and Ari Mandelblum. I miss you, Ari. We'll see you soon, hopefully, right? Back in the room. And Jacob Silverger, I miss you too. And Moshe Carroll, and Shlomo Garfinkel, Daniel Albert, Josh Mugrovsky, Yosef Katan, Shai Younger, and Avigdor Felder, and Ezra Hagler, and Rav Harari, of course, and Akiva, Shai Younger, Ariel Mandelblum, Yosef Katan, Jacob Silverger, Moshe Carroll, Shlomo Garfinkel, Akiva Popper, Yosef Katan, Josh Mugrovsky, Ezra Hagler, Rav Harari, and Daniel Albert, sure. Okay, very good. Sabe Katan.